Climate change is an issue that is always in competition with many other issues. And this year, climate change comes to the Capitol steps on a weekly basis. And joining us now to talk about that, Dick Farnell and Noah Williams. They're with 350 Juno Climate Action for Alaska. So welcome to Juno Afternoon. And Dick, I'm going to start with you. What's the 350 about in 350 Juno?
350 refers to the parts per million carbon dioxide that was in the atmosphere prior to the pre-industrial revolution, prior to 1850. And that's the level of carbon dioxide that we'd like to see the atmosphere get back to when all is said and done. Right now, I believe we are at, in 2021, now in January, I believe we're at 413 parts per million carbon dioxide.
So it's a long tradition for groups to hold demonstrations on the Capitol steps or other events. But, you know, we do have two things in the backdrop this year. And maybe that changes the atmosphere, COVID, of course, and then the recent violent protests at the Capitol, people a little bit nervous about gatherings, perhaps, this year. How does that affect what your group is planning for the session?
It affected us already. We were planning to do our first presentation in front of the Capitol this coming Tuesday, the 19th, to welcome the legislature, because that's their first day. But we felt, given everything that's going on that you were referring to, that we would postpone it a week. So our first event will be on Tuesday, January 26th. Secondly, regarding COVID, we'll all be wearing masks and separating by 6 feet. And we won't be calling for a lot of people to come out, but they will be able to listen to us because and see us because we are providing live streaming on our Facebook page, 350 Juno.
So, Noah, why do you think it's important that your group do something big this year or try to have a bigger presence at the Capitol?
Well, it kind of comes down to the imminence of dealing with the problems of both climate change and the impending economic disaster that will result if we don't transition our economy off of fossil fuels. And we really need our legislature to recognize that. So, as you know, COVID-19 has caused quite a bit of economic disruption. And this is, a kind of a stark reminder of what is to come if we continue to let climate change spiral out of control. It's now they're not the same issue, obviously, but the things that will come with climate change include, resource shortages, more extreme weather, and just as far as pure economic interests go, the oil jobs aren't always going to be there, and it's a really hard reality for people to acknowledge. And what I believe, and I'm also a member of the Sunrise Movement, which is a youth movement dedicated to transitioning our economy off of fossil fuels, is that what we really need is a just transition. We cannot allow the transition off of fossil fuels to leave Alaskans and, anyone else who's in the industry hanging, who's, coal miners, oil workers. They have to be taken care of. And we can't leave our villages out hanging either.
Years back, there were some lawmakers who are not there anymore, Senator Liesl McGuire and Representative Bob Herron, and they spent several years doing a huge white paper on climate change and how it affects rural Alaska in particular. And as far as I know, that just kind of went on a shelf. So what is it that you expect the legislature to be able to do to make a difference?
Well, for one, with the power of government also just comes the power of publicity. So if we can get ideas into the public sphere, into conversations in any sense of, newer technologies that we might be able to use, newer sources of revenue that the legislature might be able to fund explorations into. And I know they don't have direct power over the PFD commission, but they can divesting our PFD is going to be increasingly important, and they have the ability to, you know, raise awareness on non-fossil fuel based investments and push for them. And and just having the notion in place that climate change is not a hypothetical problem that's we have to deal with at some point, but there's no debate as to whether we have to deal with it, no debate as to whether we actually have to get off of fossil fuels, then we can begin the process of actually just starting to do our homework, which we haven't done so far.
So Dick, you've been with this issue for a long time. Where's the common ground where there could be some momentum? Because certainly, you know, Alaska has felt some serious impacts this year from climate change with fisheries, also problems, structural problems with erosion, things like that.
Common ground, certainly, as Noah was referring to, I think that our group and many other groups like ours that are advocating for just transition to better renewable economy, et cetera, is we think that there's for the oil field workers that are hesitant to admit that they're going to be out of business soon or down the road, we advocate for that they can be part of this new economy and the new initiatives that are cascading around us. So we think there's common ground there. We offer a return to a more stable atmosphere, which will certainly start to decrease the damage that has been done in the lower 48. Alaska, of course, suffered their own problems with extreme weather and worldwide as well. So I think that we've got several places of common ground that we can say that we want to include everyone in this new economy, new renewable economy. And for a just transition, as Noah referred to.
So in wrapping things up here, initially I had heard that there was going to be plans for street theater, different kinds of public presentations. Is that still in the works?
Yes. The January 26th event, which is on a Tuesday, it'll be a week from this coming Tuesday, January 26th at noon at the Capitol, will feature Theater Alaska performances by Theater Alaska, and we're in the open, and that we're looking forward to those. And as I was mentioning, that we're going to live stream that on our Facebook page, 350 Juno, and there'll be other presentations on that day as well. And then our subsequent events in front of the Capitol will all be on a Friday, and we will have presentations by youth groups, presentations by people affected by subsistence problems, weather creating problems for subsistence, things of that nature. So we've got plenty of good information coming up. And if you can't make it in person, it can be streamed on your Facebook page.
Well, you know, a lot of these events are kind of like people singing to the choir. The lawmakers that favor those issues will come, but those that need to be convinced walk away, just kind of ignore what's going on. How do you get around that?
Well, we do have amplification. Noah's helping us with a lot of the audiovisual for this, and we do have amplification there, so maybe we'll able to blast into their windows, and they'll hear us whether they want to or not.
Oh dear.
And you know, in addition to that, of course, that's I always love loud things there. But a lot of these people represent districts that are going to be the most adversely affected by climate change in the next few years. Whether it's villages sinking because of melting permafrost, whether it's because of their residents being put out of a job. it's quite significant, and we really want on to help them, you know, make sure their constituents are taken care of as we transition.
Well, we'll have to follow up on this. We're out of time, but I want to thank you very much, Noah Williams and Dick Farnell, for joining us.